And they'd break one out, they'd just go cut them another hole and put it in there, hew them on, put it in there.
Well, now, if there was a something like a log across the road, now, if you had to get it out, now you might have to, I mean, you put chains on the log and then you...
Well, Allie, if you had to clear out a piece of timber off a tree out of the road, well, you'd have to saw, you'd have to... would snake it off with a team, probably. You'd have to take a chain and...
Snake it off?
Yeah, you'd have to take a team and a chain and tie onto that log and maybe cut it up into smaller pieces where you could pull it with that, with your team, according to how big your team is, and snake it out, snake it across, snake it off on out of the way where you'd get by.
Well, now, would this, if you snaked it out, would that be saying the same thing as you... Is you drug it out?
Yeah, drugging it out and snaking it out.
That'd be the same thing?
That'd be the same thing. You could drag it out, or then the snaking part is to come from the logging part in the woods. You know, people snake logs around in the woods, no one to these sawmills and things. They wouldn't ever call dragging a log to the sawmill. But you could drag a limb around or something, or you could drag a treetop around or something, but you would never snake a treetop around as much as you would snake a log. You snake a log around and get it where you load it on a wagon and carry it to your mill and have it sawed up in lumber and things like that. But they're the same thing. It's a dragging something of it.
Have you ever had to drag one out?
Well, not nowhere I ever had to. Yes, of course I've had to drag something out of the way, because even a tree, you know, some of them you'll have to cut them into and some of them you just drag them out whole. But you'll always find something that you'll have to,
on your old
by roads that we used to have, and even after... Even after rain, I mean after a cyclone or a windstorm, there'll always be something blow down and you'll have to snake out of the way or you'll have to drag it out of the way. And somebody will come along with a team and they'll do it. And, and it could be one person just same as good enough. And then in clearing land, well, you've got a lot of stuff like that to do all the time. And then you drag your stuff up and pile it. That's before we got all this machinery. And, you could do it with your team. A lot of clearing was done with teams. And most of them were dead, all this timber, and then as it fell down, well, they'd clean it up. They cleaned up for a whole 10 years trying to get that cleaned up. Now they just cut it all down and burn it up and they're through with it. But I think the other way was the best way to save your soil.
Save the soil, really?
Yeah. Well, right.
Well, now, if you have you ever seen a frame that was shaped sort of like this? There'd be to lay the logs across, shaped like this, and then you lay logs to saw the logs.
Yeah, that's
what that called?
Well, you'd have your wood racks at home
that
you could either nail them together and have them crossed like that, or you could drive this post in the ground that way and the other post in the ground this way, and where they'd be forked like that, and then you'd lay your pole in there.
Yeah.
And then me and you, if you wanted to hit me, of course, you could saw it. You put your kids out there and let them saw wood up for you. Heater wood, stove wood, or whatever you want to saw up. But that's when you bring it to the house. And poles and stuff you saw. You may cut a lot of poles and bring them up, haul them up by your team, knowing, and you saw them up. And a lot of them had these one-man saw where they just saw these old buck saws. These old buck saws. One man, he just saw by himself, you know, that old buck saw. And then they did have a one-man cross-cut saw. It'd be about 5 foot long. And they'd have an artificial handle on one end. You could put it on and you could take it off. Or if you had somebody hip you, well, you could use it. If you didn't, well, you could just saw with one handle and one man. And you could do pretty good. If you didn't have nobody hip you, you could do real good.
Well, now, if you were straightening your hair in the morning, you'd use a comb and a...
brush?
And to get your... like, if you had lint on your clothes, what did you do to them?
Well, you'd have a... you'd have a hairbrush, you'd have a clothes brush. It'd be made out of different material, but they'd still be brushes. You have a hairbrush, and Aline, she has a clothes brush, but she don't want me to use her clothes brush on my